Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 26th of November. It's just 26th of November seems kind of, I should know that date for something. 7:05 in the morning here, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Evening starts here. You know, our clock that's sitting out here, right here on the, in the middle here is off now, like 2 minutes from yesterday. That's strange.
Is that a satellite?
I don't know.
Clock? 7:06 right now, 15 seconds.
It's 2 in 15 seconds or 7:06:15?
7:06:22 now.
Yeah, see, it's 2 minutes. It dropped 2 minutes from yesterday. That's kind of strange. Anyway, maybe that's, it has something to do with it. It's getting close to Thanksgiving and all that. Anyway, good morning, everybody. David's here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
It seems like it's the 26th would be the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know
it
why.
It should be. It should be. Boy,
it seems like we would already have had it.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. It's awfully late this year, even though it's always the fourth Thursday.
So we're less than a month to Christmas. Is that right? Whoa.
I almost threw up in my mouth when you said that. No, I mean, it's true. I mean, it is. It's less than, well, you know, what is it, 30 days? That means I've got, and I count, by the way, I count Christmas Day as a shopping day. I mean, if you have to go out, you can find stuff, you know, a comb or, you know, quart oil or some, you know, some Twinkies, some stocking stuffers. You go down to the, you know, to the nearest AM/PM, which is usually closed, but something's going to be open, and so you get the stocking stuffer stuff there. Go through your tool room and find, you know, oh, let's give little Johnny a hammer. All right,
hey, and it's National Cake Day.
Oh boy. Yesterday, you know what? I'm still stuck in yesterday. I'm still blasé about everything. I wasn't blasé when I blew out of the bed this morning, though. When Linda goes, "Aren't you going to work today?" And I went, "Of course." I said, "No, this is my famous answer, my friends. Ah, it's Thursday, Thanksgiving." She goes, "It's Tuesday." For some reason, in my sleep, I changed over. I added it. So I had a missile launch out, and having never been, I think I might have been late once in 15 years. Might have been late once. But then I'm driving down Placer, and what's going on is I see the lights from the railroad are blinking, you know, the crossing there. And I went, so I made a hard left past the post office, past the new courthouse, did a skidding turn into Tehama Street here, only to get to the stoplight, which is forever. So then I pulled in to the parking lot where you have to pay and got in here. 5 minutes before, you know, I guess it was like 1 minute before 7. So I made it. But it's rare.
That's pretty.
I don't know why I thought it was Thursday today. It just seemed like it made sense. You know?
You were early for a Marine. I guess that's late.
That's it. That's right.
But you were still early.
I was. I made it. I'm here. The firefight has started. Okay. Let me see. Some of the things that are going on. How about we do the weather? We should do that. Okay, today, 30% chance of showers. Well, from where I am right now, it's 100% since it's raining on us. But it's going to start clearing up and start turning sunny today and tonight. Calm winds, but going to be a low tonight around 39. And Wednesday, sunny. Thursday, Thanksgiving is going to be sunny with a high near 57. Thursday night, mostly clear. So it's going to be nice here starting tomorrow. And on Thanksgiving, on Friday, sunny. And Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's looking mostly sunny. With highs in the low 60s and lows in the low 40s. That's great. So, should start clearing off today. And then by Thanksgiving, it'll be nice and sunny so the kids can run around outside and you can travel a little bit safer if you're going someplace. And we're going to talk about the travel of people heading out there.
So you're gonna be able to get a suntan.
I'm gonna be.
Is that right?
The sun's coming out. The sun's coming out. My favorite commercial. One of my favorite commercials is they were talking about it was people in wearing these long raincoats in England, and it was and the rain was pouring down, and it was a sun sunblock commercial, you know, for this company, and it says you have to be ready. And ours is easy to apply and all this. And these people are there in the rain and in these long coats. And then all of a sudden the sun shined. You know, like, poof. They rip off the raincoats and they've got their swimsuits on. You always want to be ready. And it was some kind of tanning, cream or something like that. I always remember that. That's been a long time. Okay, hey, Mount Shasta Ski Park. Well, you know what? I am really messing this up today. And I'm sure it has to do with kind of wandering in here right before it starts. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Been in the business 30 years, into the third generation in Kenny family. That's locally owned, locally operated. It is a veteran-owned business, and they do give discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot of things in our community, and it's really a quality place. They do care about their customers also. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Mount Shasta Ski Park announced they will open for the season December 11th. Park crews are preparing for the upcoming season, and it's reminding upcoming visitors to check out the Black Friday season pass sale tomorrow, November 27th through December 2nd. Black Friday, I thought it was Black Friday. That's the day after Thanksgiving, so it must be starting early because today's the 26th, right? Yes. Okay, so it's starting early. Do you know in all the time that we've lived here, I have never gone up to Mount Shasta Ski Park, not during the summer, not during the winter. And every year we say we're going to go up there. And have you ever been there?
I do not ski. I'm scared.
Why not? Well, it's not for skiing because I'm past that part of skiing. But I was thinking they have other things they have up there. They got a lodge and food and hot toddies, and I think there's a. Nice. I think you can grab a. I think you can. They have like those inner tubes. You can come down. Nice. I mean, stuff like that.
Okay.
But I've never even seen it. I mean, 17 years, I've never even seen it. So we're going to go up there. We're going to go up there, and since it opens on December 11th, and that's in between everything happening, so we can get up there. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and today we have Haven Humane's coming in, and I have another veterans organization coming in, I believe, here in about 15 minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening and see if there's been no movement on the election so far that I can find, on our local elections, but, you know, the rest of the country is looking at California. This liberal bastion of having of technology and wondering why is it taking so long to count the votes. And people here in the state are saying the same thing. What is taking so long to count these votes? What has happened? And we're not just talking about Shasta County. We're talking congressional districts that they still haven't made their decision yet. What's taking so long? And how have we gotten here? All right. We'll be right back.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Hey, you're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Today, the 26th of November, 7:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Hey, REU, if you're looking for a electric vehicle, thinking about purchasing one, well, Ready and Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, you might want to hop into that one pretty quick. Now, I'm not sure where the federal rebates are going to be after President Trump gets inaugurated. He's already there's already been hints that all these, you know, rebates and amount of money being paid to the to prop up the EV industry and all this may be cutting down, but on maybe cut back. However, though, Gavin Newsom, bless his heart, has said, no, we'll take up that slack. We'll continue to pay for those, offer those rebates, and we'll fund it. And if you come to Los Angeles, you know, we're a sanctuary city, we're not going to help you. Now, the mayor of Denver, who obviously has got a screw loose, he said in a statement, we're not going to let them take people from our city, and I'm going to use the Denver Police Department to set up roadblocks, and we'll keep them from doing that. And the new incoming czar said, you realize that you can't do that. You can, but it's against federal law to impede a law enforcement representative from doing their job. So the next day, the mayor of Denver said, okay, that's not what I really meant. What I really meant was, you know, we're going to try to keep them from, arresting people that are here illegally. Okay. I mean, you can say that, but when you say you're going to use the police department, just, you know, it kind of like gets out there someplace. Hey, close to home here. I don't know if you, know the Perez family. And I know Ernie from a number of different things. One, he works out at the VA, but he's also a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. And they got a ranch out in Anderson. It's called Crazy Lady Ranch in Anderson. A barn, one of the barns, burnt down. And luckily, all Sylvie's son-in-law called her, said he saw smoke. So they got out there and they got the horses out. No horses were injured, but everything else was burned up there. The numbers, you know, saddles, tack, all the stuff in the horses were in the barn. Trophy saddles, some saddles we can't replace. Sylvie said my grandkids, two first saddles were in there, gone. And this is a place where people can Crazy Lady Ranch is a place of sanctuary for not just horses, but people sometimes. What we did, and the way we knew about it was, well, you know, we knew Ernie and Sylvie. But they've also got a hydrotherapy business or a place there for horses they put them in there where the horses swim. It gives them a lot of exercise and less time, and it's a lot easier on them, especially if horses are recovering. So we took Odina in there and put her in there for about, well, I guess 8 or 9 days while we were gone. And to get her ready to go because there were some rides coming up, and she just been fully recovered from her hoof injury, but just didn't want to push it. So I took her down to the Crazy Lady Ranch and to the lady down there. And they kept her for, you know, great, you know, clean stalls and everything, and would take her out and put her in the water every day for 15 minutes of swimming, which is the equivalent of, like, running 5 miles. So it really muscled her up, and then we went into the hills soon after that on a four-day ride, and she was fine. She was really did well. So I am really they're going to start a GoFundMe page here for the Perez family, but they haven't got it. But when they do, I hope that I find out where it is so I can tell people about this, because not only do they help horses in need and as a sanctuary, but also people. And they're really a fine family. I can't say enough about them, the Perez family. Okay. What else do we have going on here? It's got to be, what is, you know, on, President Trump has vowed to do all these things, when he gets on the first day, executive orders. I imagine that, and also you're seeing in Mexico this mad dash to the border. I mean a mad dash, because they know if they get here on January 6th, or whenever the first Tuesday is there, that that border is going to be shut down. They're getting ready to do it now. So the border czar, this guy named Holman, and he's an interesting guy, Tom Holman. He's been involved with the Border Patrol. He's been in charge of various aspects of it. And when the guy from Denver says, the mayor from Denver says, I'm willing to go to jail. Holman's response to that is, I'm willing to put you in jail then. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to shut the border down. Which seems to be a subject that the Democrats kind of missed during the election. Even though every poll, and, you know, it's getting to be so, I mean, do you believe in polls anymore, my friends? Oh, gosh, they're neck and neck in Iowa. Yeah. Iowa, they're neck and neck, sure. You know, if, of course, you know, if they said, you know, when they were saying it's really close here in New York City, it's closer than it's ever been, then you kind of go, well, okay. And then all these other polls that went out with it being so incredibly close. It was a coin flip. It was a cat whisker. It was all of these. As it turns out, it was close in the sense of, 3 million more people voted for Trump than Harris. But then you look at Electoral College, and it wasn't that close. So when you get in the polls, I just take them really with a grain of salt. Anyway, he said, this guy, you know, I already talked a little bit about it. And his name, by the way, is Mike Johnson, the same as our sheriff. But our sheriff is not saying he's prepared to go to jail, for illegals. No, this is a Democratic Denver mayor and, said he was willing to go to jail. Well, you're absolutely breaking the law. And this is what I alluded to earlier. Also, he has to take a look at Arizona versus U.S. and he would see he's breaking the law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. And he said, and the Denver mayor has said, it would be a Tiananmen Square moment if the administration carries out its plans. You know, I think from what everything I've read is that, are there going to be deportations? Oh, yeah. Most of the people in the United States, if you believe the polls, want people that are here illegally. They want to take back, one, the border, and they want to figure out what you do with 12 million people that just came across the border illegally, that are now wards of the United States in many cases. The, first of all, though, I understand there's like about 1.5 million criminals, identified criminals that came across that border that were just turned loose, such as the murderer of Laney, of the college student.
Lakin Riley?
Lakin Riley. Was it Riley?
I think so.
You better go check that. I'm not sure it's that. But the young lady that was raped and murdered was a criminal. He was a member of one of these big gangs. You've got gangs out of Venezuela have gotten footholds in something like 16 to 22 cities. those are the ones that I see that if you're going after, you're going to go after the criminals. You're going to take them first and send them home. After that, I don't know what his priorities are. You're going to, you know, people are saying you're going to see concentration camps. You're going to see all these things. I'm not sure you could call them concentration camps. When you arrest people, I call them kind of like jails. Or you could have a holding facility. And these are ones that haven't even gone through. Many haven't even gone through the court system here in the United States. They got released, were given a piece of paper, said you got to show up. And probably most of the criminals didn't show up. Or they haven't even, the court hasn't even hasn't even come to date yet. I can see getting rid of those right away. That's over a million people. Think of that. It's over a million people that are criminals that they could get, that they could deport tomorrow if they could catch them. Imagine U.S. Marshals Service and the ICE and Homeland Security is going to be really busy on the day after the inauguration. So, all right. Hey, and speaking of lawyers, yeah, because there's probably going to be lawyers involved. How about a lawyer right here in Palo Cedro by the name of Patrick Gorman? But he does workers' compensation. If you've been injured on a job and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve because of delays or denials, you got to give Patrick a call, Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Your life's changed, perhaps, from a work injury. They can be life-changing, not just for you, but your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back, but things just aren't happening. And you're being denied services that you have, that you rate there. Well, that's when Patrick can help you. And you want a scrapper, and Patrick Gorman's a scrapper, former law enforcement officer. He's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault. And then he went to law school. And he's the guy you want to give a call. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cecil Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas and giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Now, it looks like we're going to have this next half hour is going to be open line. Our guest is not sitting out there, so I don't see them. If you got something stuck in your craw and you want to discuss it, any subject, just give us a call. But I'm moving to turkeys now. No, not how to fix them. I am the last person in the world to tell people how to fix a turkey. I mean, I have cooked turkeys before. I have smoked them. I have roasted them. I've put them in roasters. I've put them in ovens. I've put them on grills. I've done everything like that. But I am the last person to tell somebody how to cook a turkey because my smoked turkey came out perfectly, came out perfect. The rest of them, in various stages of some were dry and some were moist, but I can't tell you from year to year or time to time what I do to make it, like the one comes out succulent. And it's got that nice, you know, that nice kind of the crispy skin and all that. But I can't tell you what I do to make that happen. So, but what I can talk about is something that is normal to us out here in Reading, but it's made nationwide news now, is wild turkeys in places where they haven't been seen before. Harvard University is located in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's about roughly 6 square mile city across the river from Boston. 120,000 people and about 50 wild turkeys have settled down in Cambridge. And they have, a flock of seven has laid claim to a small park in the historic center of this 400-year-old community. Most of the day, they just graze on leaves, eat insects, but sometimes they get really aggressive, squawking, and they say puffing their feathers during mating season and all this, and assaulting their reflections in car windows and chasing pedestrians, especially, it seems, those who look like postal workers. And the people love them. She says, last year she bought special turkey food and special vitamins to feed the turkeys. But it's happening in a lot of other places. Once abundant, the wild turkey population began to dwindle as people used it as a food source and would kill them in market birds. And the last native turkey in Massachusetts was killed in 1851. 1851, think about it. And in the 1970s, they transported 37 birds from New York to the western Massachusetts, and they, a year later, the turkey population had gone up to 1,000. Now, they did that right here. We didn't have it, have turkeys around here either. And, they introduced them back into California, and it's been a huge success. Now, when you tell people you hunt turkeys and you can harvest 3 a year, people look at the turkeys around town and in the suburbs around here, and they, you know, and the question is, what's so hard about hunting turkeys? I mean, my goodness, they walk up to your door of your business and peck at it. Or, for a while there, we were getting the best wild turkey photos, and they were everywhere. They were like, you know, on people's yards. They were perching on people's backyard fences. You know, we got hundreds of photos of local turkeys. The turkeys we hunt are not here in the city, though there's been a couple of times I thought about it. You know, just kind of like, a lot of turkeys here, and they're just kind of wandering up. You know, but
so these turkeys were chasing people.
Oh yeah, no, they get territorial. Especially
sounds like foul play. Ah ha ha.
Okay. Yeah, it was. It was foul play. But the ones you hunt, they're up here in the mountains. They're out here in the farmlands. That they are not the kind that wander around the streets here that you have to stop because turkeys are going across the street. They're not the ones that are in your backyard. Those are semi-feral turkeys at this point. You know, they're on the golf courses, in the parks, and they're around here, and they roost at night. I've got a friend that lives right here in town on the river, and every night the turkeys come across his backyard, across his little bridge, and fly across the river to the island out there, and they roost. And then they come in the next morning, and it's just the opposite, and they're out there the whole time. And he said, well, we're outside city limits. If you ever want to just park yourself down there on that tree, in the morning when they come in, you can, you know, get all three of them if that's what you want. And, but.
You're going to be riding the gravy
but it's
train.
Not, it's not, oh gosh. The gravy train? Okay. It's not the same thing as when you're going out hunting them, and because turkeys are hard to hunt. Great eyesight, incredible hearing. And the only thing that helps you is when you're hunting them in the spring, it's mating season, and they're not quite as attentive as they could be. However, the hens that are all around, they're very attentive. They see you, and they start clucking, and they've got all, I can tell you, all the different kinds of clucks they have. But that one that goes, pop, 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 that means something's wrong, and the rest of them stop, and they start looking. And it only takes one of them to cease anything, and they're gone. So, what I'm happy about, what I'm kind of talking about, is turkeys have made a comeback throughout the United States, which is kind of a good thing. As we, you know, with all the things that were going on and all the consternation and all this, and speaking of turkeys, we're gonna, you know, we're talking about the, all these things about people and this election. We can't share Thanksgiving. You voted to deport people who look like me. It's an opinion piece in USA Today. They're saying what he's advocating is, I can't go to Thanksgiving with people who voted for Trump because Trump advocates deporting people that are here illegally, illegal migrants. And he says, well, I'm Hispanic. Now, he doesn't say that his family came here legally, and he's been, you know, his family's been here for 100 years. But he's given the reasons why it's okay not to go to Thanksgiving with your family. And I'm still having a real, real problem with this one, that you would let decades, literally decades of family, and I'm thinking And okay, I'm not thinking about an uncle or a cousin you see every 5 years. You may not like them anyway. But I'm talking about the nuclear family there, that you wouldn't go to where you've been sharing Thanksgiving and it's holiday to be with your, you know, be with your family. And all of a sudden, nope, I'm not going because I don't want to be around people that voted, you know, voted for him. No matter what their reasoning was for voting for him. No, I just can't do it. And then you have these psychologists, quote, psychologists from these universities saying, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay because you've got to have your personal space. And if it's going to hurt your feelings, if it's going to offend your feelings, you shouldn't go to those. And I just wonder how many people, you know, I don't know if anybody out there, are you not going to spend a holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas with somebody because of the way they voted? You know, and everybody knows my sister votes just diametrically opposed to me. Diametrically. And yet, we still talk on a regular basis. We FaceTime for an hour right after the election, probably 7 days after the election. We FaceTimed and talked for an hour. Our families chit-chatted. Politics never came up once because there's so much going on in our families that we can find all types of things. And now we're making plans to get together down at the kids' house in New Mexico. I told them they ought to get it because they're empty nesters. They've been empty nesters for a long time. But they both retired now. I said, you got to come out here and come up here for the Marine Corps ball and stay at our house. And when we've always gotten together, politics has never come up. Because it doesn't have to. We got too much going in our family for it. So when I see this thing, I mean, is there anybody out there, any of our listeners, are you canceling plans to see somebody? Or are they canceling plans to see you? Because 68% of you voted for Trump up here. I know of we have a dinner group. I know how some of them vote. And I know some of them are pretty strong on it. So, but we're still getting together for dinner. And we're all going to be sitting at this one table here, in fact, in a couple weeks. So, do I see any problems with that? No. And my favorite liberal is going to hug me, and I'm going to hug her back. And we're not going to, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go, nanny, nanny, nanny. I'm not going to give her a Trump one hat. I'm not going to do any of that. See, that kind of stuff goes way too far. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activity with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's going to be raining. Well, it's raining right now. It's going to be clearing up, and the sun's going to start shining the rest of the week. It's going to be, it looks like, great weather for Thanksgiving, and which is something that we can all enjoy, at least the ones of us that get together for Thanksgiving together with our family and friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented team that is here to provide the best service possible for their customers at Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, it's a small bank, but it's won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one down in Anderson. They're a sponsor for so many local events around here. The bank, this is the bank that gets robbed every year by the Asphalt Cowboys, by the Lone Stranger and the Sidekick. They also are where we line up to collect money for veterans during that Rob-a-Day on Veterans Day, around Veterans Day, so that veterans ride free on buses here in Reading. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Airports and highways are expected to be packed this Thanksgiving week, but a strike by service workers in Charlotte Douglas International Airport threatens a hub in the Carolinas. And the AAA is predicting that nearly 72 million people will be driving this Thanksgiving holiday and venture at least 50 miles from home between today and next Monday, which is about 90% of the travelers. And gas prices are lower compared to this time last year. So the nationwide average price for a gallon of gasoline was $3.06. And it was $3.27 this time last year. And they expect to screen, TSA expects to screen 18.3 million people at U.S. airports over the next 7 days. 6% more than during the same time period last year. 3 million people will pass through airport security checkpoints on Sunday, more than could break the record of 3.01 million set on Sunday after the 4th of July. So, the President Biden pardoned the annual White House turkeys, so that they didn't have to worry about being fed to the White House. Now, here's my thing on that. Did he really pardon them, or does he do this, and then they just go back into a bunch of other turkeys? That, you know, one of them goes, hey, we got pardoned today. And then you find out that, well, you got pardoned today. Supposedly, they go to a turkey sanctuary where they live out their lives. That's a nice way to think about it. However, Thanksgiving dinner, after I just said that gas prices are down, is going to cost 24% more this year than it did when Biden first took office. A dinner for 10, featuring the 12 traditional dishes like turkey stuffing, cranberries, pumpkin pie mix, all of that kind of stuff, potatoes, gravy, will average $58. According to an annual survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation, that's up from $46 in the last Thanksgiving of Donald Trump's first term. Now, you want to talk about why people voted. The border was a big thing, but the economy was huge. Inflation. You know, inflation this year was only 2.4%. That's 2.4% of the last year, or the last time when they measure this. And at one point, we had 9% inflation, if you remember. So it's 2.4 now on top of the inflation that got us to this point. So many people voted for that reason. They didn't like the way the economy looked. They didn't like the fact that the border was open. They didn't like the fact that people were being, you know, that there was a percentage. I can't say what the percentages are, but didn't like the idea of transgender, of males participating in female sports. That I'm sure had a, I'm sure that was another little, you know, if you line up, say, 10 reasons or 12 reasons or 15 reasons why you might have voted one way or the other, that's probably in there someplace, I would say. Parents having to put, schools having to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. Okay, but when they did it in, like, elementary school, and the question came up and said, well, why are we doing this in elementary school? And then it said, well, middle school. Well, girls are starting to blossom earlier, have their periods earlier, all the way down to the ages of, like, 11 or 12, which is another question that somebody needs to take a look at. Why is that happening? So that's why they have to be in there. But see, that was just something else. When you look at layers, some of them very thin layers, some of them a lot thicker. But the thickest layer had to be the economy and immigration. And I'm not even addressing the military and the state of the military and what's going on in Israel and Ukraine. We're on, you know, we've got two wars going on there. And, you know, you can say, well, they're limited wars. Well, it's not limited when you're getting shot at. It becomes, you know, a very high intense war to the point where Sweden joins NATO and Finland joins NATO for protection from the Russians. And then Biden says, okay, turn loose the long-range missiles, which Ukrainians did. And then you've got Hamas, who still has American hostages there. And this is going on. So, I mean, everybody voted for various reasons, and some of them were the most important in the world. Maybe they were pro-Palestinian, and they thought that Biden was not doing, was helping the state of Israel too much. And then you had people that were saying he's not doing enough. They've got American hostages there. So, okay. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, I'll see Mark Story wandering around out there, and we're going to be talking about what's going on at Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What a difference an election makes. Donald Trump is no longer under federal indictment in the January 6th Capitol riot case.
A federal court in Washington dismissed the 2020 election interference case against Trump at the request of the Justice Department. Special Counsel Jack Smith cited DOJ policy that prevents the prosecution of a sitting president. Smith also asked a U.S. District Court to remove Trump as a co-conspirator in the classified documents case. On social media, Trump blasted the cases as empty and lawless and proclaimed he persevered against all odds and won. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Mr. Trump plans to use tariffs as a weapon in the war on deadly fentanyl and illegal immigration.
Donald Trump said his promise to sign executive orders imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming from Mexico and Canada is aimed at preventing drugs and migrants coming illegally into the United States. He claimed that Mexico and Canada have the power to easily solve this problem. Mr. Trump also said that China has not done enough to stop drugs such as fentanyl coming to the U.S., and that he will charge an additional 10% tariff on all Chinese products coming into America until the flow of illegal drugs stops. These tariffs will affect trillions of dollars worth of goods.
That's the BBC's Sarah Smith. Today, Trump Borders Czar Tom Homan visits the border town of Eagle Pass, Texas. He'll be accompanied by Governor Greg Abbott. Israel's Security Cabinet set to take up a proposed Lebanon ceasefire with Hezbollah. A vote on that proposal expected later today. Another U.S. business getting rid of DEI. This time it's a big business. America's largest private sector employer, Walmart, says it's had enough. So out goes diversity, equity, and inclusion. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 215 points. Townhall.com.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
From Angel Studios comes Bonhoeffer. Based on the powerful true story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as the Nazis tighten their grip on Germany, Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews from genocide.
You will go to England as a spy.
I'm ready to meet my destiny.
Bonhoeffer, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Exclusively in theaters now. Go to angel.com/Bonhoeffer.
G'day to you, it's Jean-Luc here with For King and Country, and we're bringing our Drummer Boy Christmas live experience to a big screen near you.
It's a cinematic concert film that will usher in the birth of Jesus like never before.
For King and Country, a Drummer Boy Christmas Live, in theaters December 5th through 9th. So light up that Christmas tree
and let us celebrate the greatest news this world has ever known.
For King and Country, a Drummer Boy Christmas. Tickets, showtimes, and locations available now at forkingandcountry.com.
20 high-ranking officials sentenced to prison in Ecuador.
The convictions follow a major anti-corruption operation targeting a drug trafficking network once led by Leandro Norero, a key figure linked to the Los Lobos gang. Prosecutors began uncovering evidence of drug criminals infiltrating state institutions after Mr. Norero's murder in prison 2 years ago. They say officials from Ecuador's judiciary, legislature, and security forces took bribes from Mr. Norero through his lawyers and intermediaries, helping him run his criminal operations from behind bars.
The BBC's Clitia Sala. China's deployed military aircraft and ships to track and monitor a U.S. Navy plane transiting the sensitive Taiwan Strait, two nations still sparring over self-ruled Taiwan. The U.S. Navy 7th Fleet says a maritime patrol aircraft flew through the Strait's international airspace in accordance with international law. News and analysis, townhall.com. If life imitates art, a vandal in the English countryside may be haunted by the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Police in the town of Shrewsbury are investigating how a tombstone at the fictional grave of Ebenezer Scrooge was destroyed. The movie prop used in the 1984 adaption of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol had become a tourist attraction. The film starred George C. Scott as the cold-hearted curmudgeon who's visited by three ghosts on Christmas Eve who show him what will become of his life if he doesn't become a better person. West Mercia police say the stone was vandalized in the past week. Keith Peters reporting.
Russia unleashed a massive drone attack on Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian Air Force says most of the 188 drones were shot down, but some got through. An apartment building was damaged, along with the country's electrical grid. No word of any casualties. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 26th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. David's at the helm, and it's national yesterday, which I'm trying to kick out of National Blase Day, which I was perfect for this morning. And then today it's what?
Yeah, yesterday was really boring and blase, yes. Yeah. Today is National Cake Day.
Cake Day.
So you can have cake for breakfast,
right.
Cake for lunch, and
cake
dinner,
for dinner.
And a midnight snack.
Right. What else? It must be another day besides National.
Actually, that was it, actually.
National
I was surprised.
Cake Day.
It was
that
just
was
cake.
It. Well, this is National Find the Turkey. This is a national Start Right Now Defrosting the Turkey Day. If you've got a...
I listened to your show yesterday. It sounds like if you're starting today, if you got a heavy one, you're behind the power clear by a few days.
Yeah, you're toast. If you got a 20-pound turkey, it's too late.
Yeah.
And you can't put it like in the bathtub and let it warm up that way. But no matter what you do, take the giblets, take that bag of giblets and neck and all that. Take that out before you're doing it.
Unless it's just a turkey breast.
Unless it's just a turkey breast and it doesn't have one.
Right.
Yes. You listened yesterday.
I did listen.
Oh, man, we were running. You know, it was... I looked at it just like she did, and it said breast, young turkey breast. But then she said, it's got legs or something. And I said, it's the whole turkey, and that's what it went downhill from there. And so... Anyway, the weather, that's going to be a chance of rain today, which is a real good chance since it's raining. However, it's going to start clearing up, my friends. It's going to be mostly sunny today, and maybe this afternoon. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58. Thanksgiving is going to be beautiful, sunny with a high near 57 all the way through Sunday. And Monday, mostly sunny on next Monday with a high near 51. The weather is going to be beautiful after today. Perfect Thanksgiving time. A lot of people are traveling, as you just heard me say, that 90% of the people are going to be traveling by car. And a large percentage are going to do 50 miles or more. So this means it's going to be safer out there without the rain, but you always want to take care while you're out there traveling, especially with so many people on the freeways. And especially if they're coming home after turkey dinner, when they have, what is that stuff called?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. You know, they're kind of, they got a full tummy and they're driving down the road. They got like a 2-hour drive up from Sacramento or from down from the Oregon border, and they've tryptophan themselves into a natural kind of a sedation as they're driving down the road. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family owned business, had that business for nigh on 30 years. They're into their third generation of the family is involved in running the business, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney 30 years ago. It's a propane business that treats their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They get to the hard places out there that other companies can't get to. People of integrity and honesty. I can't say enough about the Kinney family. Veteran-owned business. And who's won awards for hiring veterans, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach him at 530-365-3793. Another person I have a lot of heart for, standing across from me, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Right back at you. Talking about the weather, that means that this Sunday will be nice for the Anderson Lighted Parade.
That's right.
So come on down. We're going to be in it. So we're going to have a
couple
trucks in it.
There?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm hoping we have good weather for the Reading one the following Saturday.
December 7th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, rain or shine, we're going to be there. So.
Well, I've been out there announcing rain or shine.
I've been out there in snow.
In, well, I've snow.
It snowed one year.
I don't think I've ever been out there.
Light snow. It snowed one year. We were in it. My kid was in it.
Y'all need to have your van during the Veterans Day parade, too. Not just you in your little roller skate of a car, but, you know, have your main van.
I mean, I'll take go-kart of a car, but roller skate's a little
That's pretty much roller
it's a,
skate.
It's a go-kart, yeah.
It's a, what is it? Well, it's one of those
Mini Cooper. Yeah.
A Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. It's more like a go-kart.
Well, I will tell you that my sister had a Mini Cooper, and but she had one with the, what was it, a turbo? A turbo? Can you buy them as turbos or something?
Yeah, all the ones you saw in the race had turbo, or in the parade had turbos.
How fast did they go?
They go pretty quick.
Come on, Mark. I mean, I know you're a man of the rule.
They go fast. It depends. I mean, everyone that you saw there were all different years, but they all, I mean, they all go pretty fast. And they're very quick.
I mean, like they can do 100.
Oh, they do way over 100, yeah.
Way over 100?
Oh, yeah.
Can they do like 140?
Some of them can, yeah, absolutely. I don't know what mine would do. Mine would probably do, I mean, I've never gone over the speed limit, but if I went over the speed limit, I think mine would probably do between 120 and 130, probably.
Okay.
Would probably cap out.
Yeah, 0 to 60 in 6.3 seconds with the 201 horsepower on the 2025 Mini Cooper.
Is that a Mini Cooper or an S?
That is the S, yeah. Door hatchback.
Yeah, they're a little bit heavier, but I've had mine on the track. And it did way over 100 on the straightaway.
Well, you know what you do is you make a Mini Cooper run to Highway 51. You know where that is? That Highway 51 is the loneliest highway.
50.
Is it 50? Okay.
Yeah, we've done
50.
It. We've
that
done
one out there where they have the alien, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that.
And you just turn it loose. There's no
well, that would be illegal, Carl, but let's just say that we did. We went there and we went, we'll say speed limit.
Okay. Get on the salt raft. Okay. Enough of that. It's our holidays for a couple of different things. It's a little dangerous during holiday times for animals because you have a tendency to get the stuff they shouldn't be having. Yep. But it's also, is it a time when people say, you know, I'd like to have an addition to our family?
Yeah, sometimes they do. We like that they do. We like to empty the shelter as much as we possibly can for the holidays. It hurts us to see the animals in there for the holidays, obviously. So we have events that are going on throughout. We've got the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelters event, which starts December 1st, which is, what, the end of this week, I guess? And
we have another one starting then.
Yes, okay. And that'll go through the 17th. So all adoption fees, it'll be $25 for dogs and cats this time. So only $25 for that. We also are doing Stuff the Bus. So Stuff the Bus is next Thursday, December 5th. But we will continue to collect toys for Stuff the Bus through the end of the year. If you bring in an unwrapped toy and you adopt, you get a leash or collar for free. So we're going to give you a leash. I think it's a leash and collar, actually, for free. And those are our Lupine ones, which are great ones, which are guaranteed for life. So they're great ones. So if you're going to come in and adopt, you can get a discounted adoption fee, bring in an unwrapped toy, and you're going to get a leash and collar as well for that. So, and our team... Part of our team is going to bring in – our team of staff and volunteers are going to bring in some chicken and some pumpkin, and all the dogs in the adoption center are going to get a turkey – well, chicken dinner.
Is giving
for Thanksgiving.
Giving Tuesday is December 3rd?
Yep, Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday.
Wow.
It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Got it.
Yes. So that's another way that you can help out. North State Giving Tuesday is December 3rd, which is next Tuesday. Early giving has begun. It began a few days ago. If you donate on December 3rd, your gift is double during power hours, which are from 11 to 12, 3 to 4, and 7 to 8, thanks to a bunch of sponsors and donors that have done that for us, which is great. You can find a link on our website, but you can also go to northstategives.org. Again, that's northstategives.org. You can put in Haven Humane. You can look at us. But there are a whole bunch of nonprofits there. So take a look at all the nonprofits that are in our community in the North State. They're doing wonderful things for animals, people, the community. It's pretty amazing to see how many. And I would highly encourage, we talked about this last month, I would highly encourage everybody to go on there and just try and learn about two or three new nonprofits that you didn't know anything about. I try every year to learn about some because there's just so many out there. And If you can donate, we would appreciate you donating. We definitely need the money. It's been a very challenging year this year, and I'm sure next year will be even more challenging. We've had a huge increase in animals coming through our doors.
You know, everybody, my clock is off here, so I've got to get my head wrapped around that. The thing about it is Haven Humane provides such a service to our community. Such a service to our community that we need to support Haven Humane. And if you've got this, if you're looking at something, oh gosh, who can I help this year? Take a real good look at Haven Humane. They are up to their knees in animals. And nobody likes to think of animals not being with us after, certainly at the time, but there's no choice unless they can, unless they have the support to keep the doors open. Imagine what would happen. And Mark's not saying this, I'm saying this. Imagine what it would be like if Haven Humane wasn't here. Just imagine what that would be like. All those dogs and cats, everything they do, from the vaccinations to the spaying to finding homes for thousands of animals. So it's time for Giving Tuesday or any time to start reaching out and seeing, hey, how can I help? So, anyway, put that into your think tank there. And when you're looking at, you know, at helping places that need assistance, just keep thinking about Haven Humane. All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is the 26th of November, 8:20 in the morning. It's going to start clearing off. You can start seeing the clouds are breaking up right now. It's supposed to end up sunny today, and it's going to be sunny through next Tuesday. So, great-looking Thanksgiving. That's as of right now in our weather forecast. I can't guarantee anything beyond like a day or two. I'm not sure I can guarantee that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, designer jewelry, plus a great selection of just regular jewelry there at very fair prices. And starting in about 2 weeks, they're having their huge anniversary sale. Starts beginning of December for the whole month. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State for 2023 and 2024, and there's a reason for it. They are. Like I said, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've been talking about a variety of things, mainly travel and turkeys and all that, but also about Giving Tuesday is going to be next Tuesday, a week from today. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow. And
you can give now, NorthStateGives.org, if you don't want to give on Tuesday, but you can give on Tuesday.
Does that count as early?
It does, yeah.
Okay. So if you give early, yep. That matches that or something if you give early.
Yeah, it puts you in different – they have all kinds of different prizes and things going on, which is great. The Community Foundation in North State does such a great job with this and really makes the dollar go farther and makes your donor dollar go farther on this day. So this is a really big opportunity for the entire community. So we're hoping that we have a big day.
Good.
So let's talk about Roxanne real quick, because we always talk about dogs, and you have dogs come in here every week, but we want to talk about a cat. So Roxanne, we believe every pet deserves a good home where they can stay forever, no matter how long or how short forever might be. Roxanne is a Torby cat who's 16 years old and currently our longest cat resident, so she's been there for a while. A Torby is a tortoise shell with some tabby stripes. She is easygoing and loving and looking for a comfy couch to curl up on. She has been diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, but it's completely manageable with a $50 monthly prescription available at Haven's Vet Hospital. If you find it in your heart to give an old gal some extra love in her golden years, come meet Roxanne. She really is a cute cat. The picture that we have on this radio topics that you and I have is not the best picture, but she really is a very cute cat, and really would love to just curl up with somebody.
16 years old.
Yeah, she's
wow.
She's in her later years, but she still has a lot of love to give.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And you've kept her.
Oh, yeah.
This is okay. Roxy would be, that would be good to take home.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Roxy's great.
Elsie, that was here Friday.
Mm-hmm. Elsie got adopted.
Yeah, somebody called the show and said they were going down there at 11 o'clock whenever y'all opened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Elsie.
I don't know who adopted her or when, but I know that she got adopted because I came in on Monday. I always come in on Monday, and the adoption staff has this great board on the back that says adoptions for the week. And so I always come in and I look, and they write on this grease pencil on the window who was adopted. And so I was going there and checked that out first thing.
We were talking about Elsie, and she's got that the blue eye like Buford does, and she was just a nice dog. And somebody called in the show and said they were going to go down there. When do you open? I want to come down there and take Elsie.
Yeah,
so I hope it was that person. Were you here, David, when that happened?
Yeah, I took that call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Elsie is super sweet. I saw her actually when she got back from all of her media stops on Friday, and she actually met Jim's dog. Jim had his dog in there that he just adopted, Lana, and it was funny watching them interact with each other, but she's very sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Good for you, Elsie. Okay. other things.
Yes, we get some more save the dates. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar will be hosting a fundraiser to benefit Haven on December 14th. They will be donating $1 to Haven from every item sold, including drinks, non-alcoholic beverages, and food. They have light snack-style bar food. The hours are 4 to 10 p.m. on December 14th, and they are located at 2144 Hilltop Drive in Reading. So come on out on the 14th, go to Kelly's, and some of that money is going to come back to Haven. Thank you, Kelly's.
Have you, there's lots of places out there that do these things for you. But, you know, it'd be great to take a find a different one every week. That would be great. I know that's difficult.
It's difficult because it's
today's
so
economy.
Yeah, in today's economy, I mean, you remember we used to do the Second Tuesday dinners.
Yeah.
And we kind of stopped doing that at COVID because when we came out of COVID, it was so hard on all the restaurants, and it still kind of is. So with the economy the way it is, it's really tough to ask that. But you're right. We have so many people that do these fundraisers for us, you know, one a year. One every couple years, and it really is a huge help because not only does it bring in dollars for us, but it also brings in awareness, and that's the important thing. And people are aware of both the organization that's giving back to the community and Haven Humane Society and what we do, and that is fantastic. But, yeah, we will never be able to thank these folks like Kelly's Pub enough because I've said this before, I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it a million times as I go through my life, but, you know, the mission of Haven can't be done with just Haven. It has to be community, and we're very fortunate to be in this community. This community supports us and always has, and I hope always will, and because of that, we are able to be successful, so, and it takes everybody working together to make that happen.
Okay, you're going to be closed.
We're going to be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
What about Thanksgiving?
And Thanksgiving, yes. We will be closed on Thanksgiving, too. I'm not sure. Yeah. So we'll be closed all three of those days. And then the vet hospital will be closed on December 24th as well. So they will be closed on the 24th and 25th and then on the 1st. But they will be open the, the 31st of December. They will be open that day. So those are the 4 days. The hospital closed 4 days. The shelter will be closed the 3 days, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Okay. Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Bark, Wine, and Brew, yeah.
We're already talking about it.
Yeah.
We
kind of have to because we sold out last year. We had a lot of people that still wanted tables. So if you're looking to come to Bark, Wine, and Brew next year, it will be in October again, first Saturday in October. That the tables are going to sell out quick. So get your table now. You can call 241-5262, and they can help you out there. The theme this year is going to be pirates. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to go all out on my costume this year. Not that I didn't last year or this past one, but I'm going to go all out.
You go all out every year.
Yeah, this time I'm going to take it to another level, I think. So
I actually wore a costume this year.
You did. I know. I was very impressed. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I was a hero. This year, instead of the villain.
You're always a hero.
I tell you what, I still can't get over Edgewood Plumbing.
Yeah, they were pretty awesome.
They were awesome.
Well, them and Wendy Douglas' team was amazing, too.
And you know what? From there, we had a plumbing problem. Who do I call? Call Edgewood.
Yeah. Dan is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Got out there, fixed it, explained it, gone.
Yep.
Yeah, that I like that. So it's a big shout-out, ding, ding, for Edgewood. Okay, where is he? Okay, yeah, I got time for vet hospital updates.
Yeah, so our walk-in vaccine clinic hours have changed. They're now 2 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. We were doing 8 to 10. We do that during the heat, but now that the heat is gone, we do 2 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's outside our vet hospital, so be prepared for the weather. Cats must be in proper-sized carriers, and don't forget, we will be closed Christmas and New Year's, which are both Wednesdays, so we're going to miss a couple Wednesdays. We are booking our spay and neuters 3 months out, so it's going to be the last Monday of the month, which was yesterday, so we're already full 3 months out, and you can call at 8 a.m. on the last Monday of the month, and again, those fill out very, very quickly. Vouchers are available for dogs and cats and can be combined with available grant subsidies awarded to Haven. The vet hospital phone number is 241-1658, and again, that's the last Monday of the month, and it fills up within an hour. So, and if you're calling and you're not getting through, just keep calling because there's a lot of people calling at that time. our Feral Fiesta. We have 2 days that we do cats, community or feral cats. One of them is the Feral Fiesta, which is the last Thursday of the month. We spay or neuter up to 50 feral cats, community cats. Drop off is at 7:15 and pick up the same day at 4 p.m. You need to be in a humane trap, and they have to be a cat trap, not a small squirrel trap. Vouchers are available. We also have the Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day. This is for community cats. It's brought to us by a generous anonymous cat lover. That is the second Thursday of every month, and Haven will spay or neuter up to 40 cats free of charge. Cats, again, must be in a live, humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap allowed. 5-cat limit per household per month. Their ears will be tipped. They will also be rabies vaccinated for those. And then our vet hospital every day, Monday through Thursday, will do 7 trap, neuter, release surgeries for community or feral cats. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap. Again, check-in is at 7:15. The cost is $45, but there are vouchers available to help offset that cost.
Yeah, and Shasta County or City of Reading, you may be able to get free ones, depending on it, with vouchers and all that. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. So many things that are going on, especially the trap and release and the spay and neuter program, because that's the way you get your arms around all these kitties that are walking around, or puppies, that you have a bunch of puppies right now, is spay and neuter, spay and neuter, spay and neuter. It's the only thing that's going to, you know, put this under control. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Best place ever to get a haircut, in my opinion. I have been getting my haircut there for about 17 years and never had a bad haircut. It was founded in 1960. Same place. They've been located in the same barbershop space since 1967. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478, which is the way I roll. And like I said, it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a great barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesar Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win 3 drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:36 in the morning here on the 26th of November. Oh, it's about, 49 degrees, 50 degrees out there. Even though it's cloudy now, it should be clearing up, and we're going to have beautiful weather the rest of the week for Thanksgiving and over the weekend. The Reading Rodeo is returning for its 77th year, Bucking by the River, on May 14th through the 17th, 2025. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at readingrodeo.com. Last year on Friday and Saturday, you were sold out, so you probably want to start buying your tickets as soon as you can. Four performances of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association with the nation's top rodeo athletes. It's going to be on nationwide TV. It gives a chance for they come in and they show Reading off in some of its finer times with a lot of people, thousands of people having a great time. Visit the website for a full schedule and information. That's readingrodeo.com, where you can buy your tickets. I'm here with Mark Story from Haven Humane, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about Haven Humane like we do every month, getting updates and what's going on. So what's next?
Well, we can continue talking about adoptions a little bit. One way people can help, because a lot of people just, like me, I can't adopt another dog right now. We just have our two dogs, and they're kind of set in their ways. And so, as much as I would like to have more dogs, I can't
Elsie,
have more dogs.
Elsie, it was close. It was close when Elsie was in here. And I'm looking at Elsie. And I'm looking at Linda. I'm looking at Elsie. I'm looking at Linda. No, I got, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard me say before, I think the minimum is two, just because I think they should always have a friend to play with, but.
We've only got so much room in our bed.
I know. Wait, in your bed? He's sleeping in the bed now?
No, he's not. But he does come up on the bed until like 9:30 to 10, and then it's the funniest thing. Around that time, I get up, he jumps up and he jumps off the bed because he knows it's time to go out, even though he'll go out and he'll look around, he'll sit down. But he comes back in, gets his little cookie, runs and gets into his bed. But now he's got like two beds. But he never sleeps with us during the night.
It's only a matter of time.
No.
So for those of you that can't adopt but want to help, you can get on our social media, you can get on our Facebook, on our YouTube page, and you can share those links to your friends and family members so that somebody who is looking to adopt can get all those messages and see these amazing animals and come in and adopt. So there are ways that you can help network, and that networking really does make a huge difference. Just like Elsie, when you had her on the radio the other day, somebody heard that, they came in and they adopted her. So
if you're listening and you are the one that did it, please give us a call and tell us that you did. That would be wonderful.
We also have vehicle donations, which can help. So I know we've talked about this before. We partner with Cars, Inc. Their phone number is 855-500-7433. One more time, 855-500-7433. You can also click on our website under Ways to Give, and there's a donate car thing. But it's every vehicle. Whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat, helps us provide quality care, pet services, and a safe refuge to animals in need. So cars will take care of everything. So if you have an old car or old vehicle that qualifies as one of those, then as long as you have the pink slip, they'll take care of everything. They'll pick it up. They'll take care of the paperwork. They'll do everything for you. They'll give you a receipt for your taxes, and then they will sell it and a large portion of the proceeds go to Haven to help out the animals. So if you have a vehicle that you just don't know what to do with, that you've been trying to get rid of, this might be the option for you. So take a look at that. We've had quite a few vehicles donated, and it has brought in quite a bit of money to the organization, which is fantastic. So we want to thank everybody who's done that before.
That woman from Weaverville called me, but she had a car down here that she donated to y'all. And it's, you know, they're around your house. You know, maybe it's one that the kids had, and now nobody's using it right now. It's that third one or fourth one. You're not going to get your money out of it, or it's not really worth that much. It's worth a lot to Haven Humane.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, they'll do all the work, which is great. So it's an easy way to do that, and it helps out. Our kitten nursery has closed for the season, so our kitten nursery shut down, I think it was last Monday when they shut down. So when I said shut down, that means that we're not operating 24 hours a day, and our seasonal employees are no longer working for us. Hopefully they will come back in April when we reopen, but that doesn't mean the building's not being used. We still have staff that are taking care of the 41 kittens that are currently in the toddler room until they can get moved into the adoptions center. So we have lots and lots of kittens, like you said, lots of kittens and lots of puppies.
You know, looking for it forever is, homes. I saw a picture the other day from Haven Humane. And if you're on, what you do need to do is like Haven Humane or follow. Mm-hmm. So you get these, you're not inundated with it, but you'll come in and you'll see like three of the people there at Haven holding puppies. And they're all cute, but at least it tells you what's out there. And then what you do is you share it, so we can get this thing out. I mean, I share it every time, so it reaches, you know, I don't know how many people.
Yeah, and I tell you, I was walking through the kennels yesterday in the adoption center, and there are a lot of puppies that are available for adoption, younger puppies, bigger puppies, but lots and lots of puppies right now. So
is it that time?
No,
of the year?
It's not.
It's not
that time of year. This is just way off. This is normally not a time of year for puppies.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of puppies. And it's up and down the state. So it's just, like I said, we've seen a significant increase in the number of animals coming into the shelter across the country. So it's been a tough year. But we've got lots of really cute puppies that are in there right now looking for homes. A lot of cute dogs, kittens, and cats. I mean, we are, definitely glad we're doing a Bissell Empty the Shelter event starting on December 1st. So $25 for adoptions for cats or dogs, which is great. So
it's not free. It's $25.
$25.
And okay, but that's a big cut.
Bring in a toy, and you'll get a leash and collar as well.
And so we've sponsored a couple adoptions through here that we saw the animal, and it worked. Katrina gets my money before we leave, and I said we hadn't been adopted yet, but she said it will be. So.
Yeah.
it's for an animal, though, somewhere animal that gets adopted.
And I want to talk about our volunteers. Our volunteers have been absolutely amazing, especially in those difficult days. We have volunteers that are giving these dogs love, these cats love, helping out in every area in the organization, and they are just wonderful, wonderful people that believe in what we do, that help in what we do, and are such important parts of our team. We just adore them. So if you're interested in joining the team as a volunteer, and there are tons of opportunities, doesn't mean you have to walk dogs, doesn't mean you have to socialize cats. We've had volunteers that did none of that stuff. They helped set up and do stuff outside of the organization because they were allergic to cats and dogs. So you can go on our website, havenhumane.org. You can fill out the application, and then Cassie Badman, our amazing volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you, and she will tell you what the next steps are going to be, and then find out what you want to do at Haven and where you feel like you would best fit and where you can help. So our volunteers are great. Can't thank them enough.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a quick break here? And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is literally on the cusp of technology here. They have the only hospital in the North State to provide the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who needs an alternative to blood thinners. It's about the size of a quarter, made from very light and compact materials. And what this does is you can get off blood thinners. And there's a lot of people that can't take blood thinners for extended periods of time. And the Watchman provides you another way to move forward. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. And just go to Shasta Regional Medical Center's website for details. We'll be right back.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR. Hey, if you want to win four tickets to the Garden of Lights, and a $50 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. Come on in here and bring us an unwrapped toy worth $10 and get yourself entered into the contest that we'll be drawing here in December to win those tickets. If you bring in four toys, you get four chances to win this. And that way we can also, the Toys for Tots box we have here, all of them will go to children right here in Redding. And, well, Redding and Shasta County, the kids have a better Christmas. So not only that, but you can win four tickets to the Garden of Lights. And these are like the gold tickets. You can go any night you want for this. You don't have to have a reservation or anything. You just come on down with those tickets and you're golden. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking Haven Humane.
Yeah, so we've been talking about all the animals that have come in and more animals coming in, and how can we avoid that? Well, there's a couple of ways. Number one, microchip your pet. Microchips are amazing. They're super easy. We now have them for $30 at our vaccine clinics, or any time you come in, it's $30. We'll put them in there as well. So come in, say, I need to get my dog microchipped, need to get my cat microchipped. We're going to microchip them for you and be on your way. So $30. If you lose your pet, get on our havenhumane.org website. Look under Lost and Found. Check and see if there's a picture of your pet already on there. There may be. If not, then you're going to call 241-2550, and you are going to talk to us about that or come in with some pictures, and you're going to file a lost pet report so we can get that in there. So hopefully we can reunite you with your pet. Our website has tons of information on it. Our website, havenhumane.org, has adoptable pets. It has licensing information. It's got our events, our vaccine clinics, our pricing, latest newsletter, everything. Everything about Haven Humane is on there. Our team does an amazing job of keeping that updated. So please check that. And then our Facebook page, we've got a couple different Facebook pages. We've got our shelter, our regular Facebook page, Haven Humane. But we also have our animal regulation department, and there is a link on our regular Facebook page to that. So if you have lost and found animals, we have a separate lost and found page now with our Haven Animal Regulation page on Facebook. So you can look on there as well, and you can ask questions about, hey, I'm looking for my dog. This is where I lost it. All that stuff you can do on there, because we definitely don't want any more animals entering the shelter. So if you can do that, then hopefully we can prevent them. And then, of course, microchips is, like, the best thing.
Well, microchips, Buford's microchip, because that was just part of being able to get him. Buford's changed our lives. And is it a little more difficult when you have a pet, when you adopt a pet? Well, yeah, it is, because it used to be we just get up and leave. And now we, for 2 or 3 hours. Well, Buford can stay by himself 4 or 5 hours. And the only reason we come back is so you can get out and that kind of stuff. But you changed our life so much for the better. And we didn't realize that so much is how they kind of get themselves into the family. Of course, you know, we had Snooki, and everybody knows we had Snooki. And you can't compare them. They're two totally different animals, except for one thing, is the love you feel and the love you feel from them. If, you know, I don't know what it would be. If you could say, use the term love with animals.
Sure you can.
But,
absolutely.
But how they are around you and the way it enhances your life. Yeah, you know, I walk him every night, rain or shine. We're out there in the rain, and if it's raining, he goes, comes to the offices with us, and he sleeps a lot of time, like all dogs will. And he is not a guard dog. He's just not. You know, you can bang on the door and his head will come up, but he won't even go to the door unless you're going to the door and he just happens to be up, and then he'll follow you to the door. Now, when he's in here, if the door opens, he trots up to the door here in the studios, and which has helped a couple of times. We've had homeless people walk through the door, and here comes Buford with a 60-pound dog with a strange eye comes trotting towards you. They usually walk right back out. But it's the only thing he's coming up for is, oh, I've got somebody new that's going to pet me, you know, that kind of thing. But it has changed our life for the good. And as a married couple, every so often we'll argue. Well, Snooki would hide underneath something if we're arguing, and then we'd stop and we'd look at look at Snooki hiding and thinking that we're angry. With Buford, he just likes to stand there and he watches. Okay, who's winning this one? That kind of thing. So, but it's been.
I feel like he's going to come up to you and just go, Dad. It's just say you're right, honey.
Yeah.
And when, just move
when
on.
When he's laying on the bed, and Linda and I are holding hands, he comes over and puts his paw on our hands.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, when a dog does that, I mean, he's, you know.
Unconditional love.
It is.
That's what
it is.
That's what dogs, when you bond with the dog and it's the right fit, and Buford is 100% the right fit for you guys. My wife, Tina, is home listening right now with our two dogs, and I would say Chopper, and both of these were adopted from Haven. Chopper is, if he hears a noise, he's going to be super guard dog. Now, if that person walked in the house, he would hightail it the other way so fast, it'd be ridiculous. Sprite, my other one, she would probably not let anybody come in the house. She would scare the heck out of them. But Chopper is going to be all bark, no bite, but Sprite would be different. But and
no bark.
And they are both very, very different, but they both are, yeah, unconditional love. And I wouldn't, even though Chopper drives me batty because he's the most talkative, loud dog I've ever had, he's also the sweetest dog we've ever had. And he brings so much joy to our lives. And yes, it can, you have to plan ahead.
You have to.
You know, we have somebody come stay at our house, and it's, you know, we have to plan ahead for everything. And, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's just something that I don't ever want to be without a dog. And the two dogs we have now are just, they're great. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's definitely cons, but the pros so outweigh the cons with them, and they're just amazing. And I think that pets bring something to our lives that we don't get elsewhere, whether it's a cat or a dog or a horse. Some people have rabbits and other things, and some of them show the same kind of attachment. But I think that they bring something to us that we don't get from our spouses and our friends. It's different.
You have the dog is a forgiving dog, animal. And the fact is that you may do something wrong. And I'm not talking about beating or anything like that. But you may do something wrong and, step on its tail or its foot. And, what did I do wrong for you to hurt me? That kind of thing. And you feel just,
they're already over it.
They're over it in 5 seconds. And which is why when you try to punish an animal, be it a horse or a dog, 2 minutes later, even 30 seconds later, they don't understand that.
And I think that's something that especially our team, especially our animal care technicians see. You know, we see animals come from horrible, very sad and depressing situations where they have been beat. They've been beat. They've been neglected. They've been, they're emaciated. They're not fed. And they just want love. And it's heart-wrenching. But it's also what motivates the team to be there and to continue to work for these animals, because all these animals want is love, and they bounce back so quickly. We could learn a lot from dogs if humans were as bounced back like that and could forgive like dogs do. I think we would be a much better society, but they are. They forgive, and they just want love, and we see it every single day. And that's what motivates our team to continue to work for these animals, even when we do lose. We win way more than we lose, but losing once hurts.
Okay, so what you have to really, because North State Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday.
Yes.
And here's a chance to support Haven Humane, and it's incredibly wonderful work it does for our community.
Yep. NorthStateGives.org is the website. You can go there now. You can donate early, or you can donate on the 3rd. Your donor dollar will go farther this day than any other day of the year, thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State.
Okay. Well, let me see what else we have left. Oh, tomorrow. Barry Tippin joins us tomorrow morning, and we're going to talk about a number of things with the city here the day before Thanksgiving. Barry's been here for several years now, and he must be getting, his shelf life must be getting close for his time. But to talk about things like, it's not unfunded liabilities, but it's, there's another name for it, which means it's something, millions of dollars that we, for projects we need to have done that isn't out there. The $5 million deficit it looks like we're facing at the beginning of the year. The new city council coming in, if we ever figure out who's on the city council, through the election process, is going to have their hands full. When it comes to this, with this deficit, when it comes to public safety and infrastructure and all this. But we're going to talk about that and many other things. So, everybody, it's clearing up right now. I can actually see the sun for the first time in days.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.